Now, an important topic about teenagers and alcohol. Do you allow your teenagers who are underage to drink? And do you turn a blind eye if it happens in your home? Well, it seems parents are divided on this issue, but the law is now becoming clear about holding adults responsible. And joining us live now is parenting blogger Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com. Leslie, we know the legal drinking age is 21, but that doesn't stop some parents from allowing underage drinking in their own homes. And I wonder what your thoughts are about adults and whether or not they should be held responsible if it happens, regardless of whether they condone it or not. Sometimes it happens without parents knowing. Should those parents be held responsible?
Well, this is such a divisive issue for parents, within a school, within a neighborhood, and even within your own family. Sometimes a mother and a father will see this very differently. Mm-hmm. Some parents believe that you should teach your kids to drink responsibly while they're under your roof, and others don't. And the law has become really black and white, that whether or not you serve alcohol and buy it and provide it, if you even just turn a blind eye to it, or you're not even there and you allow kids to drink on your property, you can now go to jail and face a serious fine in 26 states. So this has become really serious, and parents absolutely need to educate themselves on the laws and where they live.
I guess some of the rationale, even if you're not going to teach the kids how to drink, they figure it's going to happen anyway, might as well happen here in our basement.
Well, you know, and it's a generational issue, too. You know, my parents allowed me to drink even as a young kid and then bought kegs for me and my friends.
Whoa.
When we were in high school, with, I must say, mixed results. There were pros and cons to their approach. But there's very good research now from places like the CDC and Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that delaying the first usage of alcohol is very, very important because of the way teenagers' brains develop. And I myself, even though I was raised in a different way, I have become a complete believer in this, that it is very, very important to try to delay your kids' first usage. There's plenty of time to teach them, but wait until their brains and kind of their social skills get developed enough that they can make good choices about when to drink and when not to.
I always find it so sad and shocking when you hear these stories about kids who get into car accidents after being at an underage drinking party. And for a lot of parents, it's black and white, because when you think about those consequences, how can you allow something like that to happen under your watch?
Well, and that's what I would urge all parents to do, to think long and hard about how you would face your kids, your school, your neighbors, if somebody drank at your house and then died afterwards. And also, use these laws to say no to your kids. Then it's not so much you saying no. And for a lot of us parents, it's easier to say no when we say, look, it is the law. I could go to jail. I could face a fine. You may not drink on my watch, period. And then you're also supporting all of their parents, too, because what's hard here is when some parents let kids drink and others don't, kids get this message that they don't necessarily have to listen to or believe adults, and it undermines everybody's authority, which is bad for all of us.
What do you do when you can say to yourself, listen, I know my kid, and despite all we've talked about and everything, when the kid's out, they're going to drink. I know they are.
I think you've got to be really candid with your kid and tell them that your family would never be the same if something happened to them, and it's just a risk that's not worth taking. And even go harsher. Say you're forbidden to do this, and you got to give your kids ammunition. My kids are able to say to their friends, my mother would kill me if I did this. And even though I look like the bad guy, it's good for them. And I'm happy to do that. I'm not their best friend. I'm their parent. And I'm happy to take the hit for that.
Leslie, good information, important stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Parenting blogger Leslie Morgensteiner of ModernMom.com.